Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Chris Ronji, Amy Mark scores with you, and in just a few hours, Illinois will take on the South Carolina Gamecocks in the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl kickoff at 2 p.m. And joining us now is the host of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper. That's Lon Tay on ESPN 93.5 in Champaign, Illinois, which happens to be a St. Louis Cardinals affiliate station. Lon, thanks for joining us today.
Amy, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys doing that. I'm glad you mentioned that about the Cardinals affiliate. We're excited, as always, to air the Cardinals baseball games, but certainly it's football time today, and we're pretty excited around this area.
Absolutely. I do have to just say one thing I can't get over is the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl, because the combination of cheese and citrus.
I think it's great. I think it's interesting.
It's a unique combination, cheese
Super
and citrus.
Interesting.
It's a little curdly.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what beer that would go with. So we'll just leave it at that.
Oh, dude, it goes with everything. That actually probably goes with Malort. It probably does.
Is Malort a Champaign, Illinois thing too?
No, yeah, it's Illinois. Like,
yeah, I mean, I've seen some of the kids doing it at the tailgates, but not to go Ricky Henderson third party on you, but Lon avoids all that. I just stick to my beer. So.
All right, so this is the fourth year for Brett Bielema as the head coach at Illinois. A couple of winning seasons already. How important is this one to them? I mean, they're playing a ranked opponent. It's not a playoff game, and I know that for a lot of teams, getting to the playoff is the only thing that matters, but this particular bowl game, what does it mean to the program?
You know, Chris, I think it does mean a lot to Brett Bielema. He is a guy that really takes pride in every game. And I know that sounds cliche, but I think you're right. Like, I don't know how excited an Alabama fan base is or a Michigan fan base is today to play.
I'm at the Alabama bar right now, and there are four Alabama fans who just walked in. They started 5 minutes ago. They do not care about this game.
Illinois played Alabama in basketball earlier this year, and we had a gentleman on covering Alabama, and I asked him, I said, would there be any excitement if you don't make the college football playoffs? And he's like, we could care less if that happens. So I'm with you right there. I understand where you're going, Chris. I think Brett Bielema would take a lot of pride in this. It would only be the fifth time in program history that Illinois would win 10 games in a season. So when you think about a program that's been around, since 1900, essentially, to be able to do that, I think the players take a lot of pride in the sense that that could happen. And it's kind of strange, the parallel between both these programs, because it would also be the fifth time that South Carolina would win 10 games. So I know that that program is probably looking forward to this game. I truly believe that of all the bowl games and off the college football playoff games, I truly believe that these two teams are really hungry to win this game today.
You know, we talked about some of the bigger name players not playing in Mizzou's bowl game yesterday, right? Whether it be because of the draft or the transfer portal. How does that play into this game? I know some top players on both sides are not playing today. How does that affect the game in your mind?
I think it does affect it on both sides. I know I went to the ReliaQuest Bowl 2 years ago down in Tampa, and a lot of guys, Chase Brown, a lot of the Illini guys, Devin Witherspoon, they sat that game out, and I'm pretty sure Mississippi State had the same. But today, while I'm with you on that, Amy, I think there's only maybe three major guys that are sitting this out for both sides. Of course, Illinois, Pat Bryant, who was their stud receiver. He was the guy that Luke Altmyer really counted on, had 10 touchdowns this season, which tied David Williams and Brandon Lloyd for the all-time season record. So they're going to miss Pat Bryant. I mean, he was a guy that was good for 6 to 8 catches, really tough catches down the sideline or for first down. So I think Illinois will miss them. And then, of course, on the other side, Raheem Sanders, the starting running back out for South Carolina. But more importantly, Kyle Kennard, who is the defensive player of the year for South Carolina, is sitting this one out. So I do agree, Amy, that it's going to make a difference. But it's almost like not a ton of guys are sitting out to where I think it's kind of fair going into this one.
That's just the nature of bowl games now, that these players have taken more agency in their careers, whether it's collegiate right. career or they think they might go pro at some point. So they're going to take care of themselves if they're not in a playoff game. And my impression is people are they're more sympathetic to that than they used to be. And I mean the fan bases. They're more sympathetic to players opting out of bowl games than they used to be. Do you feel that way, or do you think that these guys, if they are in, it doesn't matter what the bowl is or if it's a playoff or not, they should play? How do you feel about it?
I'm 100% with you that the fans are coming around on it, Chris, because I know 2 years ago, first of all, Illinois is not used to this stuff, right? We're not used to playing in New Year's bowl games. I don't mean that bad against the program. They've had a lot of good years in my time of covering them, including winning a Big Ten title in 01. You know, they've been to a Rose Bowl since, but 2 years ago, when a lot of the Illinois players sat out, it really frustrated a lot of our Illini fan base, and we heard it all about it. We heard all about it on our radio show. But it seems like now it's a little bit more understandable. And I know a lot of people are saying, okay, well, now we've got the NIL going, and these guys are getting paid. Maybe they should have to play in bowl games. Maybe that's something that they should have to tie in. And, of course, revenue sharing is now going to start this next year, and nobody understands really how that's going to work. So maybe they tie that in, Chris. But, you know, it's frustrating. I'd love to see Pat Bryan out there making catches or grabbing catches from Luke Altmyer. But I also understand that he's got a chance to be maybe a top three round pick in the NFL, and if he would get hurt today, you know, you'd feel horrible for that. So I understand it, but I still know a lot of fans that are pretty frustrated when they sit these things out.
You know, I actually didn't think about that because college sports has changed so much with the transfer portal and NIL. But if you are a player that's getting paid or maybe getting paid a certain amount, should there be an obligation to play in the bowl game? You're treated a little bit more like a pro athlete with a contract. Is that fair, or is that jeopardizing the kids too much?
No. Amy, I think that's fair, to be honest with you. And, of course, I'm not in those negotiating, you know, rooms when they figure this out. I don't know if that's literally something that they say, hey, you're going to make this much money, but you can then decide whether or not you play a bowl game. And so I think that will be interesting going forward. It's crazy that just the three of us that have been around sports most of our life and just the changes that have happened in college sports in the last 3 years with the portal and with NIL, and now here comes revenue sharing. And it's crazy. Like, to try to stay ahead of that is almost impossible to figure out what is going on. But I don't know, Amy. It's funny, without a union, right, too? So it'd be interesting to see the pushback on that if teams said, nope, you're playing in this bowl game, to see kind of how that would be perceived. I assume it would be perceived in a bad way across the country if a team said, well, look, we're paying you for NIL, so you are playing in this bowl game. So I think it's better probably for coaches just to say, hey, you know what, if you want to play, we're going to obviously love to have you. If not, we completely understand.
Yeah, that's a really interesting thing that I never even mm-hmm. considered, that when they're doing the NIL deals, that maybe they would negotiate whether or not a bowl game was required. I never even considered that possibility, but I guess you would have to do that moving forward. What about just the way NIL works, and from, you know, we're still pretty new into this thing, and there are a lot of coaches and a lot of programs that do complain about how it works, but there are also a lot that are benefiting from it. They're benefiting from getting the transfers that they want. What's the next step in making it less messy?
Oh, man, Chris, do you want me to explain what, you know, how to make as much money in 25 too? I'm being a smart aleck. You know what? It's a great question. You know who's embraced it? A guy like Brad Underwood on the basketball side has embraced it. And I think he is one of those where he has, you know, openly said, you can go one of what, you know, two ways. Like Jay Wright from Villanova is like, I don't want to deal with this. I'm out. I've won my national title. I'm walking away from the mess that is college sports in terms of the money wise. But Brad Underwood has really.
It's funny you say that, because wasn't it just Jim Larrañaga who retired? And
yes.
He said this was the reason why, but that guy left for a better job. You know, so what's he was in one pro. He left George Mason to go to a better job. That's okay, but it's not okay for a player to go to a better situation.
It's a little hypocritical, isn't it? It's a little hypocritical, and I totally agree with you 100%. And the next thing coming up, the thing that kind of frustrates people with NIL is when it first started, you know, the name, image, likeness was kind of like, hey, if you want to advertise for my car dealership, then I'll pay you some money, to the point now where it's just simply, hey, if you're going to come back and be our quarterback, we're going to throw $1 million at you. You know, you don't even have to do anything. We just need you to play. So I think that's where in a matter of like 2 years, it got really murky. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, now with the revenue sharing coming, I don't know how teams are going to do that. I don't know if Title IX is going to come into play with that. And if it will, how that will affect, you know, will programs essentially say, hey, college football and college basketball are the two biggest programs, for instance, at Illinois. So we're going to throw 80% of the $22 million we're going to give to athletes at those two programs and let everybody else fend for themselves. So it's just there's so much coming even with everything we've had behind us in the last 2 or 3 years that's been warp speed. Mm-hmm. Now you got another thing coming at us with revenue sharing that's going to be interesting to see how it all works out. It will be interesting.
And I don't know if this is something that you've looked into, Lon, but I just have been hearing that now this NIL issue is filtering down to high school sports. Like the consequences of NIL, which made sense like at face value when you look at all the money pouring into colleges through these athletes, that it's even complicating the athletic side of things in high school now. And so I feel like perhaps we've opened up a can of worms or unleashed a monster or whatever you want the metaphor to be, that we don't know quite what we've done yet, but it has forever changed college sports.
There is no doubt, and I'm going to be transparent, Amy. I haven't really looked into that on the high school scene. I know my youngest son is going to pitch in college. Maybe I need to start diving into that a little bit and figuring out how much.
I don't know either, because it's so confusing, and it's not where I'm at. But I know that it is. It's really, when you talk to people off the record or talk to coaches, they're like, "Man, it's complicated."
Oh. I think it's terribly complicated. And you know what's interesting, you guys have probably heard this, is colleges now are hiring like GMs mm-hmm. of football teams. And it's just kind of it's funny to even think about that, right? With the fact that we've always covered professional sports and understood there were GMs and presidents of operations and such. But now on the college level, you're going to hire someone to be just simply the GM of your football program to overlook all this stuff. That alone tells you how crazy everything has gotten in college sports.
That's probably the most well-known one is Bill Belichick. But isn't it Mike Lombardi who's the GM at North Carolina now? Like that's a whole new thing. Wow. We're in a whole new world here. Hey, Lon, before we let you go, I wanted to talk about the Bragging Rights game, which happened in St. Louis right before Christmas. You know, the annual tradition, always a lot of fun there. And Illinois won that game. Where is that program? And in terms of where they need to be and what Brad Underwood has done so far for them?
I tell you what, by the way, if St. Louis wants to get a hold of me and thank me for the economy boost I gave to the city when we came down, both my boys, my oldest went to Arizona State, so he is of the age. And listen, that was double trouble, both Saturday night and Sunday morning. But, you know, Illinois basketball, by the way, that game, that Bragging Rights game has lost some luster, you know, in the last few years. But I think a game like what happened this season is going to really kind of, I think, spark it back a little bit, because it was such a great game. But to your question, Chris, this program's in great shape. I think Brad Underwood's got this program in great shape. He's got now a couple of kids like Kasparis Giakachonis, who right now is predicted to go top 10 in the NBA draft. So Illinois never had a one and done. So there's a chance with him. If Will Riley, another young man from Canada, if he can kind of pick it up, he may be a second one and done in the same season for Illinois. Brad Underwood, as mentioned earlier in our chat, he has really embraced this idea of the portal and understanding that every year you can basically recruit over what you have now. So I think they've really done a great job for that. Plus, they're really hitting the international scene. where it seemed like they were a little bit behind on that, and now they're bringing in guys, you know, from Croatia and such, and are already looking at some guys from Spain and Italy for this next class. So I think Brad Underwood's got it in a great spot. They Elite Eight last year, as you guys know, and a team that is – he's challenging this team with some really good games this year, including Missouri. So I'm hoping by the time March rolls around, they kind of settle down into a team that can hopefully go on a nice run in March.
Lon, next time you talk to Brad Underwood, can you remind him that he did promise me I could sit behind the bench at a game before the season's over? And he also endorsed me yelling at the officials and getting ejected. He said it was fine.
Oh.
He told me that I could do it. So could you remind him?
I will, absolutely. And I'm guessing he would love that second part. You know,
yeah. He said I could get ejected so he didn't have to.
Yeah.
I love it. I will absolutely do it. And guys, first of all, thank you so much for having me on today. Go Blues. Let's hope that we get that done today in the Winter Classic as well.
Absolutely. Lon Tay, thank you so much. Enjoy the game tonight. He's the host of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper on ESPN 93.5 in Champaign. As we mentioned, a Cardinals affiliate. Illinois taking on the South Carolina Gamecocks in the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl today at 2 p.m. Thanks so much, Lon.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.